This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still on the way tonight. Graduation speech that wasn't quite what the bureaucrats expected. We'll tell you what that's all about. Plus, a man has had his case thrown out of court. It's about torture. He's alleging torture overseas, and our judges just said, forget about it. We'll give you the details there as well. 800-259-9231, plus your emails and more, but we're going to the phones first to talk to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Mark.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, evening, Triddle.
Well, I'd like to hear the information about this torture case.
Ah, so you've called in with a request.
Yes, that's correct.
Perfectly acceptable.
This is something that I don't think very many talk shows do. I don't know if I've ever heard it anywhere else where, you know, we'll start out an hour or start the show out by going down a laundry list of topics that we have to discuss. And many of them we don't get to. I mean, usually we'll start the show out with five to, seven topics, maybe get to three or four of them. Some of them get left back in the dustbin, and we just never get to them. So if you want to ensure that one of the things that you've heard us say we want to talk about gets on, best way to do it is to call in.
It's certainly nothing new to radio in general.
That's right. I mean, I thought you wanted to put in a request for Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden, but...
I'm a big fan, Crazy Train.
Doodum,
doodum. Do-dum.
All right, Triddle. We'll get to that right away. Any other thoughts on your mind?
No, that'll take care of it.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. All right, so here it is from the BBC. A U.S. court has dismissed a lawsuit brought by Khaled El-Masri. He's a German citizen.
Sounds like a terrorist to me.
Terrorist!
He aimed to sue a former CIA chief, George Tenet, and other officials for their alleged role in the Extraordinary Rendition Program.
Hmm.
And we've talked about Extraordinary Rendition before.
Sure. Extraordinary Rendition is when they, they pick somebody up and they want to do a little torturing, but we've got some rules against torturing here in this country.
Right.
So they kind of reroute them to some other country where the torturing isn't so bad.
You ever seen Poland? Oh, you'll love it.
You're going to have a great time in the Czech Republic.
See ya. We'll even pay for your ticket.
Yep.
You misspoke, though, Mark. It's not that the torturing isn't so bad. It's that the rules against torture are not present for the most part.
Right.
So they essentially send these guys to the other country, and they hand them over to the men from the other country, and they say, hey, we wouldn't want you to torture this guy while he was in your stay or anything now, would we?
We don't want to find... the fact is, I'm very sure that the CIA stays right there and just uses the no torture rules in that country to do their work, because how else are they going to find out the information they want?
And they're asking the questions, but the other guys are doing the torture.
We've read interviews from guys who do torture for the CIA who have talked. They have systems for torturing people.
Sure.
This one guy said, first thing he did is he'd go in there, he'd set up nice and slow, he wouldn't say anything to the person, he'd let the suspense build, he'd hook up his equipment, a hose and, that kind of thing, and then he'd go to the person, he'd shoot a jet of air into their ear and blow their eardrum apart, and then he'd pack his equipment up and he'd leave while they writhed on the floor in pain, assuming that they could actually get out of the chair. And he described very clearly what it is he did. Most of the stuff is psychological based.
Of course.
I mean, blowing someone's eardrum apart isn't the worst thing that has ever happened to a human being, but it is very painful.
Ouch.
I can imagine.
And the way the guy does it, they realize that more could be to come.
Well, Mr. El-Masri alleges he was picked up in Macedonia in 2003, then flown to Kabul, Afghanistan, where he alleges the torture occurred. The judge in this case, American judge, did not rule on the truth of the allegations, but said letting the case proceed might endanger security.
Oh, I've heard that one before.
The American Civil Liberties Union brought the case on behalf of Mr. El-Masri, who was, by the way, never charged with any terrorist offenses. Besides Mr. Tenet, the case named 10 other CIA employees as well as 3 other companies and their employees. However, the district court judge in Virginia rejected the challenge, saying, Mr. El-Masri's, quote, private interests must give way to the national interest in preserving state secrets. Is that a little disturbing to you? That's pretty sick stuff here, guys. I mean, this judge rejected this man's case And then he goes on a little bit later to, and we'll give you his quotes as to, he tries to cover his tracks a little bit. But he rejected this man's case, essentially nullifying any chance that he has at, you know, getting some sort of compensation for the abuse that he suffered, allegedly at the hands of CIA people. So, apparently, Mr. El-Masri, born in Lebanon, had demanded compensation and an apology from Mr. Tenet and the CIA members.
Crazy talk.
He's alleged that he was beaten and injected with drugs after being seized near Macedonia's border with Albania before being taken to Afghanistan and held for 5 months.
Oh, my God.
In his ruling, Judge T.S. Ellis stressed that by rejecting El-Masri's lawsuit, he made no judgment on the strength or otherwise of his allegations. Quote, "The result reached here is in no way an adjudication of, comment on, or the merit or the merit or lack of merit of Mr. El-Masri's complaint. Further, it's also important that nothing in this ruling should be taken as a sign of judicial approval or disapproval of rendition programs. In times of war, our country, chiefly through the executive branch, must often take exceptional steps to thwart the enemy."
I'll bet he's a Bush appointee.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, he certainly has that "I've been brainwashed by George Bush and his gronies" sound to him. Especially the executive branch.
Yeah.
So there you go. So he's saying that, okay, well, now that I'm not commenting on his merit or lack thereof.
Well,
this is
the same jerk, kind of disgusting jerk that would say, you know, we got a rule of law in this country, and we have laws to enforce here. This is that same kind of jerk, but when the laws are inconvenient to them,
dismiss the case.
Yep. Out of there.
Whatever.
Laws are meaningless to these tyrants. They don't care. They use laws to enforce their will upon you. It's not upon them. When it's enforced on them, it's irrelevant.
Right. Well, because
it's dangerous to our security when it's enforced on them.
Well, okay, let's imagine. If this went to trial, this guy would come to court, and presumably he'd have some sort of evidence. I mean,
like he was gone for 5 months without right. without reasonable explanation except for the fact that he was tortured.
I mean, he has names, he's got some sort of case he wanted to present. Maybe it was a case full of holes. We don't even know how good his case was. The judge wouldn't even allow it to happen. The judge wouldn't even allow the accusations to be made in a public court of law in America, saying private interests must give way to the national interest. What is the national interest? It doesn't have a darn thing to do with what you and I want.
No.
Well, you know, some Americans really do have that rah-rah team attitude. They don't know why it is they vote for America, but they really want America to win. And
by the same
America
reason
winning,
you root for the home team. I mean, there's no real reason for it except for the...
You live there.
Yeah.
I don't know why I vote for the Buccaneers. I think that it would probably be better slightly for the area economically if the Buccaneers win football games.
Sure. I mean, they won the championship a few years ago, and it seemed to do great for Tampa.
I was happy about that.
I
don't know really what it did for me, except cost me $32 for a hat.
They can raise their prices if they're winners.
Championship hat.
Right.
Yes.
But I don't know what sports has anything to do with
I don't think they can
torture.
Raise ticket prices. Well, no, it does.
What now? Can you tie that in?
Sure. Let me help you out. It doesn't... Yeah. The reason that America is the way that America is partially nationalism.
Right.
The go rah rah team.
I
love red, white, and blue.
Yep.
Now, I love red, white, and blue. I really do. I just understand what it means. A lot of people equate it to the government. And as long as we're rooting for our team, and you know, they pit our team against some other team to make it understood that you need to vote for America, and then they can do whatever they want.
It's our team at all costs. Including the, your ability to take a court case to trial. What? You want to question the national government? You want to question? These are times of security. I reject your case. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free 1-800-259-9231 and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can find all kinds of interesting stuff on there. The bulletin board system, over 100,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. And you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we just finished up a story from the BBC reporting on how a man from Germany was picked up in Macedonia, taken to Kabul, Afghanistan, and allegedly tortured by people who were, I guess, in the same room with the CIA. He alleges the CIA was involved. Also, they were apparently held him for 5 months straight. He brought this to America and said, okay, I'm suing. I'd like to have some compensation for the 5 months of my life, for the damages that I suffered, and I'd like an apology from the CIA. the U.S. District Court Judge T.S. Ellis said, not going to hear your case. He says, because I'm not hearing your case, essentially to paraphrase, he says that he's not making a comment on whether or not his case has a lack of merit. He's just not hearing it. But he did comment that private interests, according to the judge, private interests must give way to the national interest in preserving state secrets. It's clear that the government will do whatever they want to do, law be damned. It doesn't matter to them what the law says. It doesn't matter to them if people should be able to have their grievances heard in a court of law. When they want to bring a lawsuit against the federal government, what happens? They just dump it.
Yeah, sorry, you can't do that.
Sorry, you can't sue us. We're the feds. And this is a time of national emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Under these trying times, we couldn't possibly burden our system with a case that might reveal damning information about our CIA's behavior.
You know, could I claim if for instance, the feds or the state or, whatever entity brought up charges against me for robbing a liquor store? Could I say, I'm having some tough times right now. It's a time of crisis in my life. My wife has left me, and
you need more security.
My kid's sick. You just can't have a case against me right now.
Right.
Sorry.
Oh, sure.
The circumstances just aren't conducive to you bringing a case against me right now.
Just call us when you're ready for the process.
We'll hear your case. We'll hear your case when this war on terror is over.
The long war.
Yeah. 800-259-9231 to Jody in Calgary. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Mark. Hello, Jody.
Hey, I want to know, when do we get to start torturing the politicians since they're doing this to everybody else?
When
we get our turn?
When the flames win the cup.
That's a Canada joke, right?
Speaking to an Oilers fan. So.
Is that
we might have our turn this year.
Good for you.
So Jody, any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, there's you guys are talking about torture. There's actually a movie out called The Road to Guantanamo, which talks about three young Brits who were in Pakistan for a wedding, and they got picked up by American forces and they got sent to Guantanamo in September of 2001. And
wow,
it tells their story and what happened with them and how
are they three that were released? Is that how they learned what happened? Are they still there?
Yeah, they're released. No, they're released. They're totally innocent. They were over in Pakistan for a wedding.
Right.
And it takes them through in Britain, going over to Pakistan and what they saw in Guantanamo, what happened to them in Jitmo, and.
I'm sure you got some examples of what happened to them in Guantanamo, but before you go, just as I recall, they were essentially offering Pakistan bounties to just bring us some terrorists, right? Wasn't that what was going on?
Yeah, anybody that Pakistan could find and hand over to the States.
Right, so Pakistan just went on the streets and said, get in this van, and said, here's a terrorist. Give us our $80,000 or whatever the bounty
was. That's what the American government did in the 1700s, 1800s when they had the so-called problem with Native Americans. They said, well, we're putting a bounty on all their heads. Bring them in, we'll pay you cash.
So were there some mistaken identities?
Of course.
Well, in Pakistan, I mean, this is one of the few countries that, slavery still exists.
Mm.
I mean, this is how backwards these people are.
Right.
You know, they're still selling children into slavery.
Yeah, well, they're a military dictatorship in Pakistan. Mm.
So what happened? I mean, were there some examples of what happened to these three Brits over there in Guantanamo?
Yeah, they're subjected to the loud music, the heavy metal, which I don't mind heavy metal, but I think in that regard it'd be a little bit too much even for me.
Right.
But I still haven't seen it. I've just heard about it, and I'm waiting for it to come out. It's been at the Berlin Film Festival in Germany, and it's making the rounds now at all the festivals. So.
Got it. I'm doubting that the anti-Guantanamo movie is going to get much of a wide release here in America, but with any luck, it'll make it to DVD, and some people might be able to pick it up. What was it called again? The name of the movie?
Road to Guantanamo. I put a link on the BBS.
Super, Jody. We appreciate your call, man. Thanks as always. 800-259-9231. Hopefully it's a road that none of us will ever have to travel. Actually, it probably won't be because they're building detention centers in America now.
Ooh, a nice short trip.
Yeah. You won't have to go beyond a few states away to get yourself detained in America. 800, you think I'm kidding? $385 million contract awarded to Halliburton subsidiary. I forget the name of the subsidiary, but anyway, the contract is for the building of detention centers. What will they use the detention centers for? That remains to be seen.
Yeah, but on the other side of it, how many military contracts are doled out only to not have them be fulfilled?
Right, nothing ever happens.
True enough. They will get the money whether or not
yes.
detention facilities are built. 800-259-9231. Well, the security situation doesn't stop there. Our friends over at HammerOfTruth.com reporting that New York City's Mayor Michael Bloomberg is throwing his hat in the ring on the whole security situation. Apparently, he's come out in favor of a national DNA or fingerprint database.
You're killing me.
Now, this is only for felons. I'm kidding. It's for everybody, of course. Why even bother with the baby steps anymore? Just jump right on in. The mayor compared, according to Sploid, the mayor compared his proposed federal identification database to the Social Security card, insisting that such a system would not violate citizens' privacy. I mean, remember, the Social Security card doesn't violate your... Yeah, that violates your freedoms and your privacy. In fact, they said originally on your Social Security card, this is not to be used or not to be used for identification purposes. That was what they told us originally.
Yeah. The number's not supposed to be used by anybody for anything other than
Social Security.
You can't open a bank account without these things. You can't do anything.
You can't get a cable modem without one. I mean, they're so tied in. You can't get a cell phone without one, almost. So he's saying, it's no different from a Social Security card. Quote from Mayor Michael Bloomberg, quote, this is not a civil liberties issue. Because if a politician says that, it must be true.
It must be true.
You don't have to work. But if you want to work for a company, you'll have to have a Social Security card, he said.
That's right. You don't have to work. You don't have to eat. You don't have to survive.
Right.
But if you want to, then you need these things.
Right. You don't have to work, but if you want to collect welfare, you better have a Social Security card, too, right? He says, the difference is, in the day and age when everybody's got a PC on their desk with Photoshop that can replicate anything, it's become a joke. So what is he suggesting? A national database for you, for your biometric information. We'll tell you more coming up, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, and if you don't think he's being taken seriously... You're fooling yourself. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, Research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo, and we put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. We want to show you off to prove, specifically to radio program directors, that women actually listen and like the show. In fact, they like us so much, they've taken the time to send us validated photos, which means that in the picture, the lady in question is proving that she listens to Free Talk Live. You can see what I mean by going to the shrine at freetalklive.com. So we've been talking a little bit about security this hour and last, and this whole security state that we have in America, where Americans are not even begrudgingly, they're happily turning over their freedoms for this illusion, and that's all it is, this illusion of security that the state provides. Well, because there's men with guns standing around, we must be safe.
Well, I think it's pretty safe to say that there were men with guns standing on the streets of New York when those planes hit those towers.
Yes.
So, you know, safe, schmafe.
Well, according to, speaking of New York, New York City's Mayor Michael
Bloomberg. By the way, each of those terrorists made it through some level of security in the airports to get on those planes. They made it through several sets of security over, you know, and managed to test the planes out.
And right back here in our backyard, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. And since all these so-called improvements in security, studies are still showing that the terrorists can still make it through.
Sure.
Easily work the system. The tests that they've run on those TSA has shown that bomb parts have made it through and weapons themselves have made it through.
Yeah.
There's no security. It's just a bunch of machinery and men standing around. Well, anyway, according to hammeroftruth.com, just Stephen Van Dyke reporting that Mayor Michael Bloomberg has come out with a brilliant idea. The mayor, a billionaire former CEO of a worldwide financial information company, went on to say that if the DNA and fingerprint technology is available, why not use it to create a worker ID database that will uniquely identify the person applying for a job, ensuring that cards are not illegally transferred or forged?
There is no way this could go wrong.
Well, there's no way somebody could possibly forge a DNA print, could they? Or could they?
Well, if they did, they'd certainly, at that point, you'd be stolen. You know, they'd have stolen your identity.
Well, I mean, well, think about it. I mean, if you could have some sort of a DNA card or some sort of identification card that has that information on it, couldn't you just steal the card, decode the information, and, you know, add it to your database or copy it over to a counterfeit card of some sort?
The more centralized the information becomes, the easier it is to screw with the system. Now, they can put in stuff in place to make it hard, but the fact is, you know, as the more that it gets concentrated, the more dangerous it is as far as theft goes.
Sure.
Well, yes. I mean, DNA, sure, that's unique. But the medium by which you're going to identify somebody's DNA, what you're going to be putting it on, either be it a, you know, identification card or whatnot.
RFID.
That's not unique. That can easily be copied.
Right. Exactly. And yet, you know, Michael Bloomberg here throwing this out. And he's right, and actually he was commenting on immigration, so his reasoning for this is not to stop necessarily terrorists, but to secure the country from immigrants. Because now there's two groups of brown people that the that Americans are trying to secure themselves from, the terrorists and then the immigrants. So it's all of this is just more scare tactics for people. The, talking about immigration and talking about terrorism is just trying to scare people into accepting these technologies, into accepting a new national identification card. And if Michael Bloomberg and his buddies get their way, it'll be some sort of tied into a national DNA or fingerprint database. I don't know about you, but personally, that doesn't jive with me. I don't like the idea of handing over my information to some federal government bureaucracy. I don't trust these people.
No, same here.
Whoa. Well, you don't have anything to hide, do you?
What, from the feds?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't really proven over time that they're good at using the information.
Yeah. After all,
they are poor stewards of information.
didn't all those poor veterans' information just get stolen a couple days ago?
Million.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The feds haven't proven to me that they know what to do with a few bucks that I give them. Why would I give them my personal information?
Well, according to Wired News, Wired.com, the eternal value of privacy, Bruce Shiner reporting, the most common retort against privacy advocates is the old line, well, if you aren't doing anything wrong, what do you have to hide? Well, Bruce has some a good answer to that. Well, there's the clever answers, which is the short ones. If I'm not doing anything wrong, then you have no cause to watch me. Or, because the government gets to define what's wrong, and they keep changing the definition. Or, because you might do something wrong with the information that you find. Now, Bruce's problem with clips like these, as right as they are, is that they accept the premise that privacy is about hiding a wrong. It's not. Privacy is inherent, it's an inherent human right and a requirement for maintaining the human condition with dignity and respect. Two proverbs say it best. Quis custodiat custodes ipsos, which translates to, who watches the watchers? I mean, are you really trustworthy? And if not, do we need to have a group of administrators watching you to make sure you're doing your job right? But what if they're not doing their jobs right? So how many watchers can we put over top? This is a problem they had in the Soviet Union.
Now, this is why the idea of a renegade in an Iron Man suit is it's so great.
I don't understand.
The guy in the Iron Man suit pops up in Washington, D.C. every year.
Tony Stark?
Yes. Well, someone Tony Stark-like.
I see.
Preferably not a drunk. He would shoot his hand beams at a few politicians.
Those repulsor rays.
Yeah, the repulsor blast, and decimate them. And that would keep them in line.
Just at random.
Just at random.
I see. But then, that'd be great, because then no one would want to be a politician anymore.
Exactly.
Because there'd be a good chance they might perish. And the other proverb is, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Cardinal Richelieu understood the value of surveillance when he famously said, quote, if one would give me six lines written by the hand of the most honest man, I would find something in them to have him hanged. Watch someone long enough, and you'll find something to arrest or maybe just blackmail them with. Privacy is important because without it, surveillance information would be abused to peep, to sell to marketers, and to spy on political enemies, whoever they might happen to be at the time. Privacy protects us from abuses by those in power, even if we're doing nothing wrong at the time of surveillance. Now, of course, all of these people that support the security state, they believe that George Bush is the right hand of God. They believe that there's no way that Georgie boy would abuse his power. It's okay. You can let the government have all this power. They're not going to harm any innocent people. They're only going to use it on terrorists.
But these same people that support George Bush and his big government that he's building here, his big security state, well, they hated Bill Clinton. Like, the fact that Bill Clinton got a BJ in the Oval Office was just enough to make them see red and blow steam out of their ears. These people hated him. Well, I'll tell you what, people. The next president, it's my guess that it's not going to be libertarian. And he's not going to be a Republican. He's going to be a Democrat. So all the power that you give George Bush today, you're giving a Democrat in 2 or 3 years.
That's right.
And he's not going to use it the way you want him to use it.
And he's not going to get in office and say, okay, we're rescinding the security state. Thanks for electing me. I'm going to cut back on all these programs. No, of course not. He'll add some more programs in for himself. And then 2012, the next lowlife to get elected, will have all of that security state at his disposal. If we even have elections by then. 800-259-9231. More on the way about privacy. Your thoughts as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. We've got an entire year's worth of programming right on the front page of the website. You go grab them up, totally free, freetalklive.com. We're talking about privacy, and if you've got comments or you want to bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. But Wired.com reporting, Bruce Schneier, the CTO of Counterplane Internet Security, author of Beyond Fear, Thinking Sensibly About Security in an Uncertain World. I don't think anybody thinks, I mean, most of people in America, I don't think they've really thought about this. I think they're accepting face value what it is the politicians are telling them.
That's what people tend to do.
Right. The politicians are saying, you have to give up your privacy. You have to give up your freedoms. Just trade them for a little while. Just trade them up. We'll give you security, and you'll be all right. We'll protect you from the terrorists.
We'll give them back eventually.
Right. And they are just giving them up, and they're for some reason trusting the politicians that normally when you would ask people, you know, how do you tell if a politician is lying? Oh, his lips are moving.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but that's what they do.
For some reason, when it comes to these issues, they just go blind and deaf and dumb in this respect. Well, anyway, the claim that a lot of these state security people make is that, well, you don't have anything to hide. Why do you care if they watch you? Why do you care if they put cameras in your house? Which is what one police chief in Houston was proposing a few months back. And, of course, the privacy advocates retorted back and said, well, why don't you be the first there, chief? Since you want cameras in felons' houses, certain felons, when they get out of jail, to monitor them, why don't you be the first to prove that you're all clean?
Yeah,
in
have
your
it in your
home
house.
Life? Bruce continues. He says, privacy protects us from abuses by those in power, even if we're doing nothing wrong at the time of surveillance. We do nothing wrong when we make love or go to the bathroom. We're not deliberately hiding anything when we seek out private places for reflection or conversation. We keep private journals, sing in the privacy of the shower, and write letters to secret lovers and then burn them. Privacy is a basic human need. A future in which privacy would face constant assault was so alien to the framers of the Constitution that it never once occurred to them to call out privacy as an explicit right. Privacy was inherent to the nobility of their being and their cause. Of course being watched in your own home was unreasonable. Watching it all was an act so unseemly as to be inconceivable among gentlemen in their day. You watched convicted criminals, not free citizens. You ruled your own home. It's intrinsic to the concept of liberty. I mean, what an insult to suggest that you could put a government camera, inside someone's home. What an insult to their freedom, to their castle. Your home is your castle, and I don't care if you're a convicted felon. When you get out of jail, you're done.
You know, and I can kind of see a website for sex offenders, if they had a website for sex offenders before I committed my crime. You understand? Assuming I have a sex offense. If you do it after the fact, you shouldn't be able to do that to a criminal who gets out who hasn't, you know, that wasn't part of his punishment.
Ex post facto.
I'm not sure that it's not an ex post facto issue exactly, but it's punishment, okay? Prevention, those people should have as much rights as we do, unless that's a specific punishment for their crime.
Yeah.
In which case, okay. Now, if they're on probation, one can make an argument in that direction, but look, if I was sentenced to 10 years, I did my 10 years, and I get out, who the heck are you to punish me further by putting cameras in my house? That's not part of the crime. Right. No one sentenced me that. Now, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to vote when I got out. I knew I wasn't going to be able to bear a firearm. Those were things ahead of time. But it's not fair to just go tacking things on.
Nor is it fair, nor are many of those sentences even fair anyway. I mean, just because you're convicted of a sex crime, a so-called sex crime, I don't think should mean that you should be the ward of the state for the rest of your life.
We
don't have time to get into
that. That's not the issue that I wanted to get to, but I was just trying to say that is unfair to everyone. That's unfair.
So continuing here, Bruce's comments. So, for if we're observed in all matters, we're constantly under threat of correction, judgment, criticism, even plagiarism of our own uniqueness. We become children, fettered under watchful eyes, constantly fearful that either now or in the uncertain future, patterns we leave behind will be brought back to implicate us by whatever authority has now become focused on our once private and innocent acts. We lose our individuality because everything we do is observable and recordable. Now, there are some people out there, Bruce makes the claim that we do nothing wrong, for instance, when we make love or we go to the bathroom. However, there are absolutely people in America, and we've talked to them on the show, that do believe that you are doing something wrong if you make love outside of marriage.
Oh, yeah.
No, absolutely.
If you fornicate, you should go to jail. We had one woman tell us, in no uncertain terms, that she would report on me if she found out I was having sex with my girlfriend if she lived next door to me. And that was against the law. And in many states, it is against the law to fornicate.
Not that the police
don't generally. There are a lot of silly fornication.
Right.
Laws on the books.
So he says, how many of us have paused during conversation in the past 4.5 years, suddenly aware that we might be eavesdropped on? Probably it was a phone conversation, although maybe it was an email or an instant message exchange or conversation in a public place. Maybe the topic was terrorism or politics or Islam. We stopped suddenly, momentarily afraid that our words might be taken out of context. Hi, Jack!
Get
him. You know what I mean?
Get him, Mars.
Then we laugh at our paranoia and we go on. But our demeanor's changed and our words are subtly altered. This is the loss of freedom that we face when our privacy is taken from us. This is life in former East Germany or life in Saddam Hussein's Iraq. And it's our future as we allow an ever-intrusive eye into our personal, private lives. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Are you willing to give up your privacy? What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you've got only moments remaining to get your call in if you want to make it. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
Join us online. Freetalklive.com, totally free. Everything you'll find there on the house. FreeTalkLive.com. You can amp the show by going to amp.freetalklive.com and send us $3 a month. It's totally voluntary. If you like what we're doing on the show, it's a great way to help support Free Talk Live because we take the $3 in and we turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We promote the show to radio industry people. We get more internet advertising. It's making it happen. Literally, it's our advertising budget, essentially. amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks as an amplifier. Access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in line, and more. All the details there, amp.freetalklive.com. So, you know what? I don't know if we have time for this grad speech thing. We might have to hold off on that. I will get to him tomorrow.
It's too bad.
Really a bummer.
If I can. The young man who essentially switched out his speech at his graduation. So that's coming up. But a few more thoughts on privacy from Wired.com. Bruce Schneier. He has a few more thoughts here. Too many wrongly characterize the privacy debate, as security versus privacy, as though you have to give up one in order to get the other. The real choice is liberty versus control. Tyranny, whether it arises under threat of foreign physical attack or under constant domestic authoritative scrutiny, is still tyranny. Liberty requires security without intrusion, security plus privacy. And the marketplace can provide that security. The free market can provide you with all the security you desire, all the security you can afford. You can go crazy with security in the marketplace if you want to. But don't take my money from me by force and then tell me that you're going to use it for my benefit to keep me safe. If I feel threatened, if I feel like I need the security, I'll provide it for myself. Thank you very much. Finally, as Bruce says here, it requires security without intrusion, security plus privacy. Widespread police surveillance is the very definition of a police state. And that's why we should champion privacy even when we have nothing to hide. Great article from Wired.com. We'll, of course, post that on our bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com, so you can see it for yourself. But, you know, he's absolutely right. It's absolutely critical for liberty-loving Americans to not buy into this scam that the federal government is selling us. And the local state and the local governments and the state governments, they're all getting Department of Homeland Security money. I mean, you can look at any government bureaucracy, and it seems like they're all adding in a Department of Homeland Security office. You could go down to the Postal Service, and you'll probably discover that they've added a Department of Homeland Security or a Homeland Security official to their bureaucracy.
More than one.
Right. Because if you want to add that position to your bureaucracy, the DHS will send you some money. If you want to be part of Homeland Security, you'll get a grant from the DHS.
They got a big old budget they need to spend.
Right, and what government bureaucrat could say no to another government grant? So there's a heavy encouragement on the side of government for all government agencies to co-opt this Homeland Security mentality. So it's not just coming from the police organizations. It's coming from all over the place. And it's our duty as liberty-loving Americans to resist, refuse, to disobey all of this tyranny. Don't give up your privacy. It's critical. Been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark. Join us online in the meantime between now and the next show, which of course is tomorrow night, online, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.